In last year's elections, an estimated 2 million Americans were unable to vote because of problems with their registrations. Others didn't even bother to register because it was too difficult. Many people think the nation's voter registration system is a mess. And as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, even some political foes are joining together to try to fix it.
Here's one way people were registered to vote last year.
We're going to walk straight and then
Go to this bus stop and then cross over by the liquor store.
That's two teenage boys hired by the embattled community group, ACORN. They're scouring the streets of Columbus, Ohio, looking for potential voters and signing them up somewhat haphazardly.
Are you old enough to vote?
Yeah.
Well, did you register at your current address yet? All right, let me get you updated.
But here's how some people hope more voters will be registered in the future.
It has my phone number, it has my date of birth, and my party change. It shows up here. And then I say next, so I'm accepting that information.
Elaine Manloff is Delaware's Commissioner of Elections. She's demonstrating her state's new voter registration system at a local DMV office. When residents here apply for new driver's licenses or update their old ones, registering's almost automatic.
And then I will be signing this, affirming that I'm a citizen and that all the information is accurate.
Manloff signs her name on an electric pad using a stylus, just like at the department store. A completed voter registration form appears on the screen, and a clerk hits enter.
And it's done, and it's on its way to elections. And then the elections office in Sussex is getting this as we speak, and they can process it.
A far cry from before, when election officials sometimes waited days for piles of paper to arrive from the DMV and then entered the information into a computer. That's if people even bothered to fill out the forms in the first place. Now, it's a quick click to either register or, if people prefer, decline to do so. But Delaware's system is pretty much on the cutting edge. Many states still use older systems that rely more heavily on registration drives by outside groups such as ACORN and are more prone to error, duplication, and fraud.
We have a voter registration system that doesn't really do what it ought to do.
Trevor Potter was general counsel for Republican John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. Potter says that many eligible voters don't end up on the rolls, often through no fault of their own. He and a lot of other election experts think that doesn't make sense. Why is it the voters' job to get their names on the government's list?
If we have a law that says you have to be registered in order to vote, then why wouldn't the government do something to put you on the list if you're entitled to be there and to make sure the list is accurate?
He says the government already knows when someone turns 18 or becomes a naturalized citizen or moves and updates an address through the post office. So Potter's been meeting with Mark Elias, general counsel for Democrat John Kerry's 2004 presidential campaign, and a number of election officials, experts, and interest groups. They want to see if they can't come up with a better system. Doug Chapin, with the Pew Center on the States, says one idea is to have an individual's voter record be more portable and automatically updated when they move. Chapin says that could eliminate a lot of confusion at the polls.
Election offices are swamped with thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of registration applications, and then they have a very small amount of time to turn those piles of paper into voter rolls, all the while checking eligibility, putting voters in the right precinct.
And for now, there's a lot of bipartisan support to do something. Democrats think a more automatic system would make it easier to get people registered, and Republicans think it would reduce the potential for fraud. Thad Hall, an election technology expert at the University of Utah, says, as always, though, the devil's in the details.
How do we, you know, make sure that the system is secured and that people can feel confident that their information won't be, you know, in some way lost, stolen, or otherwise used?
There are a lot of issues still to be worked out. Hall and others think it could take years for something to happen, which is why they're glad people have begun talking about it now, away from the heat of the next big campaign. Pam Fessler, NPR News.